Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. At first glance, hydrilla, an exotic aquatic plant, seems beneficial to largemouth bass.
The hydrilla acts as just a habitat refuge cover for the bass, and so they'll hide out in that waiting for a bait to come by.
John Wettig is a supervisor of aquatic sciences at the Lower Colorado River Authority. He says many fishermen use hydrilla to their advantage.
Fishermen realize that, and now they mimic or imitate that bait with their lure, and it improves their chances of catching a bass.
But the fun and games don't last. Hydrilla is an invasive species, and if it's not controlled, it can grow to a thick mat that becomes detrimental to fish and frustrating to fishermen.
That's what we actually experienced on Lake Bastrop years ago, where we had a 900-acre lake with about 600 acres of hydrilla in it. And so there was so much cover, they couldn't get to their food fish. And so we actually had what was referred to as skinny bass.
Earl Chilton, Parks and Wildlife Aquatic Habitat Enhancement Director, says combating hydrilla is an ongoing battle and total eradication is highly unlikely.
Hydrilla produces tubers. They're potato-like structures that can remain dormant in the sediment for years, sometimes over a decade. So even when you think you've got it under control, these things are sitting down there waiting to come back.
That's our show with research and writing help from Gretchen Mahan. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.